Hi,
Hello.
I'm Allie,
I'm Hannah.
and you're listening to
What's on your
What's On Your
mind?
Mind, the season finale.
Finale. Woo.
Woo, snaps, snaps, snaps.
We don't have a word. We don't. Well, the word is finale.
The word is finale.
It is.
I don't think we've ever done that before.
We haven't.
Well, then there it
There
is. We have
we go.
it. Finale.
Finale.
What are we going to do for this finale?
We are going to. That's my name. Sorry, I jumped the gun a bit. We are going
Finale.
to be discussing some of our favorite things when it comes to Korea. Sweet.
Typical
Simple. I meant
foreigner
simple, not
in Korea
simpical.
podcast.
Yeah.
But is it? Is it though?
Is it though? No,
You
because
don't
it's us,
know
'cause you know we're gonna
until
have
we.
to talk about some stuff.
Yeah, you don't even know what we're gonna say. But
Right.
to make it more interesting for you guys, we have come up with two questions to ask each other. And we don't know what they are. So unscripted, raw, authentic answers.
We're getting our true selves. I mean, you get our true selves every
That's a
time.
lie. I'm constantly acting. None of you have any idea who I am. No joking.
Including me.
Including you. No. Just kidding, guys. You know, you're my best friends. The real question is, how do we decide who starts?
Rock, paper, scissors.
Okay, we have to turn on our camera.
Yes, we do. Turn on the cameras for
I was
this.
like, how? Okay, all right. Okay, guys, we're turning on our Zoom cameras. Okay,
Ready?
you say, you count it
Are we
down.
doing it on shoot or on scissors?
We're doing it on bow.
What?
We're doing it on
On
bow.
ball? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, ready? Cowie bowie ball. Oh, we got to do it again. We're both scissors. Ready? Cowie bowie ball. Oh. Both paper. What the heck? Ready? Kali Bowie Bo. What is going on?
You ready?
Kali Bowie Bo. Oh my God.
Oh
Two
no. Okay, come
rocks.
on. One of us
Okay,
has
this has
to
got to
be
be the
both the
last
rock.
one. Ready? Kali Bowie Bo. Oh
Guys, we've seriously done the same one 5 times in a row. No, we're gonna keep going till we get a different one. Ready?
Ready? Kali Bowie
Kali
Bo.
bye boo. Oh my God,
Oh.
6 times in a row. That's insane. I don't think that's ever happened to me before. We're starting this
Kali
episode
Bowie
strong.
Bo. Oh.
This is insane.
The thing is as well is that there's a little bit of a lag on this video. Or like there's a they're not on the video, but
Not
there's
on
a lag
mine.
between there's a lag between when I throw mine out and then yours comes out on
Yeah,
my
for me,
screen.
it's like the same time, but we are doing the same one.
Wow. Okay,
Okay,
ready?
how about, no, wait, I have a better one. We're gonna play, we're not gonna do 31, we're gonna do 20, and you can
Okay.
count 21. Does
We're
that
gonna do
work?
21?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that.
That works, right? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll start. One, 3, 4, 5,
6, 7,
eight,
9,
10, 11, 12.
13, 14, 15.
16, 17, 18.
19, 20.
Okay. I didn't want to think about it. I just wanted to go.
Yeah.
Okay. So I, does that mean I start? We didn't even decide.
yeah, you're the loser. You're the loser,
Okay.
so you. So I choose. Yes, you start with the
Okay.
question, your first question.
So, Hannah,
Yeah.
it's getting
Oh,
cold.
wait, but that means that I start the quest, the answering.
Then do you want to ask me?
No, you ask me first. Go ahead.
So, Hannah, it's getting colder these days.
Yeah.
And in particular in Korea, it's kind of unbearable to be outside in the cold for a long time because it's like
Oh, yeah.
humid and windy and gross. This is a very big question. So feel free to
Yes.
answer it however you want. But if you want to get warm, what is your like go to either place, as in like a literal place, or for some people, I had this question actually in my Korean language class back when I was a student at Korea University in a summer program.
Yeah.
And like, you would not believe how many people wrote ATMs, because ATMs in Korea are heated.
They're all heated.
So, for
anyone wondering about that, especially in the UK, ATMs are not inside a box. They're just a cash point in the wall. So there's no way for them to be heated. But here, ATMs, nearly all ATMs, unless they're the ones that are like the random ones outside a convenience store, they're in like an enclosed cabin, a glass cabin.
It's like a phone booth.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Exactly. And they're always heated. And they're always air conditioned in the summer.
That's true.
They're fantastic places.
So, was that your answer?
No, it's not my answer, but I love that answer.
So where do you like to go to get warm in the winter months?
Well, there are a few places. Monty, you are being so noisy. Can you hear that?
No.
Okay. He is shredding a paper bag. It's his Zoomy time. You really can't hear that?
My volume's not up very loud because of my neighbors, but...
Okay. Well, I'm just going to go for it. He's not made so much noise all season at all, so here we go.
It's fine.
This is his feature. My favorite place... Well, so there are a few places like you can guarantee to go and get warm. The subway being one of them. Buses being another one. But not the station, not the subway station, the actual subway train. So if you're going somewhere and you need to get warm, then the subway is a good idea.
Yeah.
But if you're not going somewhere, I mean, yeah, I'm just, one of my favorite places would just be a nice coffee shop. Like, yeah. Or a place solid with ondo. I just go sit on the ondo. One of my favorite ways to get warm in Korea is eating sundubu-jjigae.
That's a good answer. So sundubu-jjigae.
Love sundubu-jjigae. So a sundubu-jjigae restaurant would be like one of my top choices.
Can you tell people what a sundubu-jjigae is?
Yes. Sundubu-jjigae is it translates literally as silken tofu or soft tofu stew. It is a stew made with soft tofu. and it's spicy. It's usually always spicy. You can get non-spicy versions of it, but the classic version is spicy. And the most typical version comes with... some like seafood and meat in it. You can get non-seafood and meat versions. You can get vegetable versions, or you can get spam and cheese versions. But it usually comes out in a pot, and it's still boiling inside the pot. So sometimes it comes out in like the tteoreulsot, that pot that goes on the stove, like you get bibimbap served in, like the hot stone pot bibimbap comes out. It's all crispy and it's sizzling. Sundubu-jjigae can be made in that one as well. So sundubu-jjigae restaurants, especially in the winter, are very steamy, nice and hot, and then the food is spicy and hot as well, and you get warm on the inside, warm on the outside. And your mouth gets incredibly hot. Not just warm.
That's a wonderful suggestion.
Thank you. How about you?
Oh, well, that's not the game we're playing, my friend.
Is it not?
It's not time for us to do... I don't think... Oh, I thought we were just doing two each.
Oh, I thought we were asking back.
Do we have time? I don't think so. But I'll say very briefly, always a museum. Feel like that's kind of a given for me.
Yeah, that's true. Or a bookstore.
Yeah, bookstores are very popular in Korea, and they tend to be bigger. So I don't feel like there's the kind of, I don't feel like they're as around as people might expect. But there's typically some museum or gallery in every neighborhood. So
that's true. That's true.
That's what I look gallery, for first.
Yeah. Nice. Okay. Cool. Good question.
Thanks. Thank my Korean tutor at Korea University.
So mine, my first question is a little more basic. And it kind of goes along the lines of my previous answer. I would like to know what your favorite meal in Korea is, but not just like basic like jeon or basic like noodles, but or like kalguksu, like that. No, I would like to know your favorite meal in Korea, the mains, side dishes that you would have with it, and the drink to go along with it. And when I say drink, I don't want just makgeolli. I would like you to tell me if you know your favorite kind of makgeolli. That kind of thing. Do you know what I mean?
Well, is this when you say meal, the thing is my favorite things don't go together traditionally.
Okay.
So if you're talking about a meal that does come together as a standard set,
yes,
then I'll have to change my answer.
I want to hear both.
Well, my favorite meal is kungguksu with kimchi because kungguksu is really refreshing. It's a cold soybean noodle soup. Particularly, I love the one from a restaurant called Jinju Huegon, which is famous for its kungguksu. So famous that it's the only thing they serve in the summer. Right. And a lot of people find it very bland, but what a lot of people don't do is mix their kimchi inside, add some pepper paste that way, and also enjoy the cold soybean flavor on the kimchi. And it's so nice there. And everything there is vegan accidentally. But there's no drink involved with kungguksu because it's a cold baked broth. So you drink it.
Food is the drink.
It's a really hard answer. And I'd probably change it as I have more time to think. Mm-hmm. But the first one that comes to my mind is just like hands down the, I can say the restaurant, like the tofu kimchi at Story of the Blue Star.
Okay.
With the potato pancake.
Yeah.
And whatever makgeolli they have there. I like a little bit of a more sour, spritzy makgeolli as opposed to a creamier, sweeter makgeolli. So I know that I think it's Jipyeong makgeolli. There's like a blue label.
Yes.
I like that one. That's a nice one.
I don't really like that one.
I like any makgeolli really, to be honest. But I like ones that are not so sweet and not very creamy.
Mm-hmm.
I love everything there because everything at that restaurant is organic. And a lot of the time when you get tofu kimchi, you get the tofu just like from a square block of tofu from the grocery store and they just chop it up into smaller squares. But this one, they have a massive block and they cut it like in pyramid shape. And then they just give you these massive wobbly pyramids of tofu.
Yeah, it's true.
And they give you like an entire head of cabbage for kimchi. They give you so much. And I find their flavors just so nice. And it's the softness of the tofu and the crunchiness of the kimchi that I really love. Cause I find some restaurants also, they like overcook the kimchi. They'll like make it in bulgum style. Yeah. So they'll like fry it up and make it with tomato sauce. So it's a little sweeter. I just really like bare bone kimchi, hot steaming tofu. And then the crunchiness of a thin potato pancake. It's That's just like, how can you get more?
Oh yeah. Oh, don't get me
started. It's like soul food for Korea.
Yeah, 100%. It 100% is. I feel that way about tteokbokki and like jeon and tteokgim. There's a place that we go to. Go ahead.
I think something about the fact that it's so bad for you, like kind of makes me feel guilty when I eat it. Like, whereas the fresh tofu and kimchi, I don't feel guilty about that. Like, that's a perfect meal because I can sit there and eat it and eat it. Like, but tteokbokki, I love it so much, but I'm sorry guys. It's like chock full of sugar.
It's really unhealthy, but if you're not having it that much, you don't need to feel guilty about it.
I want to have it.
Yeah.
I want to have it so much.
There's a place but that I we like go traditional. To on our, on the food tours that I do, which is just amazing. It's awesome. And every time I go, I don't get tired of it. I probably should because it's not healthy. But I just can't get tired of it. I absolutely love it. It's all tuggim and daan. And then I always order tteokbokki because people should try dipping the tuggim in the tteokbokki. And my heart just sings with joy every time I have that. It's yeah. just... I love it. I mean, later my heart will be crying in pain, but for now, it's still singing with joy.
I do love dukki. And in particular, I love having tteokbokki with kurpisu, which is the peach kind of milky juice. Yes. I really love them together.
Yes.
Whenever I go to a tteokbokki restaurant and I'm like, you guys want to get kurpis? And they're like, no, it's okay. I get mad. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, how can you, what?
Just like the get sweetness it for yourself, of the peach. Like...
oh. But sometimes they only sell it in the big bottle. I mean, I'd still drink it. But...
Yeah. yeah. No. So I only got turned on to kurpis like earlier this year. I think it was the name, honestly, that really threw me off. So
I'm assuming you don't like Pokhari Sweat either.
I do like Pokhari Sweat. I love kurpis. But the name of Pokhari Sweat was weird to me.
That one's a little weird.
Yeah. But Pokhari Sweat also tastes a little bit funky. But I like Pokhari Sweat.
I like it too.
Mm, it's good. Good.
Was that
answer.
Your answer? Tteokbokki?
Huh?
That was your answer?
Yes. Well, yeah, I guess so. Tteokbokki, but the tteokbokki has to have fish cakes in it for me. And if it's got cheese on it, it's even better. If it doesn't have cheese, though, it's fine. But alongside the tteokbokki, I do love, what's it called? Kimmari. Oh my gosh, obsessed with those freaking things.
But that's not a meal.
It's not a meal. That's very true.
Yeah, kimmari is my favorite for sure.
A meal.
Kimmari is a glass noodles wrapped in seaweed and then fried in a batter. And they're really crunchy on the outside and really soft in the middle. And they taste amazing when you dip them in the gochujang paste of the red pepper paste of a tteokbokki
sauce.
We have to make sure that we explain what things are.
That's true.
I always think of my grandpa listening.
My favorite meal. Oh, it's so hard because there are so many. You know, I wrote these questions and didn't think of my answers, even though I thought that was the game.
but I think you gave a good one.
Yeah.
Like I said, we're going to think of many, but we can't focus on everything.
But with that, I love to drink Nurinmal Makgeolli. Nurinmal, slow village, translates literally as slow village. If you find it, if you're in Korea and you see a bottle of makgeolli with a kind of a black and white label, and it says enjoy slowly on the front, that is Nurinmal. It's like a kind of little wave made of dots, and then it says enjoy slowly in English. That is Nurinmal. It is my absolute favorite. Commonly found brand of makgeolli. It's creamy, but it's not too sweet. I like ones that are not too sweet. Like I don't like the chestnut makgeolli. That's too sweet for me. But I like creamy ones.
Mm-hmm.
And that one, it's so smooth and soft and lovely. I just, love that one.
Awesome. Okay.
That's my answer.
Okay. For my next question.
Yeah.
If you won the lottery, but you could only travel in Korea, what vacation would you design for yourself?
Oh, all the places I've never been that have been on my list since.
Or the places you have been, but you want to experience in a different way.
Oh, yeah. It's a cop-out to just say everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah, you have to choose like one place where you spend your money extravagantly.
One place. Then I'm going to say, oh heck.
It's gotta be Jeju.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a really nice resort. Or Yeosu. Like somewhere on the coast with the resort. Well,
yeah, my knee-jerk reaction was Jeju. It would be Jeju. I would get a really nice it's a vacation, right? So I can't I would try and find like a nice house that is being rented out. One of the lovely houses with a view of the sea. If it might be a vacation, but I would I could do that on vacation. I would rent a nice car, and I would drive down from Seoul and take my doggy's looking at me now. I would take Monty with me in the car, and we'd go for a nice long vacation on Jeju. I would have the nice I would have the car to take me around everywhere I want to go. And I would literally just do every single little thing that I could on that island. eat everything that I'd want to eat and just enjoy every tiny last place.
Paradise.
Yeah, without any worries.
Hawaii of Asia.
And I'd probably still have a lot of money left over to go to other places in Korea. So
yeah, you would.
Yeah, that would be my first thing.
Yeah, Jeju is a good choice. Jeju is a very affordable place to live and visit. But if you want to do it on the extravagant end, you can. Whereas like other places in Korea don't have that option necessarily. Yeah. They don't have an extravagant side to it. It's just, it is what it is.
Right, yeah. Jeju has resorts and, you know, very nice hotels and very nice restaurants and places to go. So you're right.
Probably like Jeju is a really good one. Another thing I've always wanted to do, but I've never had the money for, is like one of the really, really upscale forest therapy healing hotels.
Yes.
So there are a couple of these scattered around Korea and they're designed to let you relax. You're not really supposed to use your phone. You can come with friends and stuff. They actually suggest like coming more with friends than with a partner or family. Mm-hmm. And they just offer a bunch of different things for your well-being. So they have like yoga classes and they do like forest walks, and you have like a hot tub and just all kinds of things designed to make you relax in this very stressed out society. But they can be very expensive because it's like an all-inclusive.
Yeah, right.
But if you know how beautiful the Korean countryside is, you know, it's just so amazing. And they usually have like infinity pools overlooking the mountains and like, it's just a dream.
That's a very good one, actually. There is a place.
Yeah, my rich students kind of used to do those.
Yeah.
All the time with their girlfriends and like all the girls together.
That would
always
be so
love to do that.
Special occasion one day.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't even really. Yeah. Yeah. They're hard to book. That's another problem.
Right. That's true.
They're so popular. So.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Okay. Our last one.
This one. Yeah. So you went. Yeah. Honestly, you went down the the more interesting route in terms of questions. I've just gone for what's your favorite?
I mean, I was supposed to ask that and I did. Yeah.
I like your flair. I like it. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Welcome.
So we have talked about, was it you just asked me where I would go if I had a lot of money to spend? Mine is also a question about where you would go, or when, maybe not necessarily where you would go, but where you have been. Where has been your favorite place in Korea that you've visited so far that you would consider off the beaten path? So one of the towns or cities or regions you've visited that people will not hear about on like the top 10 lists or something like that.
This is a hard question because honestly, most people know three places even people who visited here multiple times, they go to Seoul, they go to Busan, and they go to Jeju. Mm-hmm. So somewhere like Andong, which I never shut up about,
yeah,
is really, in essence, off the beaten path. But I'm going to go even... Okay, one that I am surprised is considered quote-unquote off the beaten path, but every time I say it to someone, they have no idea what I'm talking about, mm-hmm. is Gongju, which just blows my mind.
Yep.
Like our friend Marie, who had been in Korea before us and was married to a Korean and like has one of the biggest travel blogs. I took some friends down for my birthday. She had no idea. She'd never even heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what? Because it's an incredibly historic city.
Yeah.
It's a very, very small city. But there's a lot to see and do in it. There's the tombs from the Baekje Kingdom. There's museums. There's a fortress that's an hour-long hike.
Mm-hmm.
A Hanok village, lots of restaurants and cafes. It's a really great place to just spend one day, one night.
Yeah, and it was fantastic.
Especially if you love history. It's very well curated from a historical standpoint.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. So I definitely love Gongju. Oh my gosh, there's like so many places actually, because I really like the countryside of Korea.
Yeah.
I will say another place that people don't really know of, but that also has a lot going for it that I have not personally actually spent much time in, but I plan to.
Yeah.
Is called Goryang. And this is another place that when I say it, even to native Koreans, they say, oh, you mean Boryang? The city on the sea.
Right.
Like, no. I mean Goryang.
Goryang.
And interestingly enough, I saw it in a bookstore last week on a magazine, and it was a magazine series called Unknown Korea. And the whole magazine was about Goryang. And Goryang is situated just west of Daegu. It's actually more of like a kind of very far out suburb of Daegu, you could say, because it's not really big enough to be its own town.
Yeah.
And on the other side of it is Haeinsa Temple. So if you've ever gone to Haeinsa Temple, which is where the Tripitaka Koreana is kept, you've gone through Goryang, but you probably didn't know it was there. And there's so much to do there. There's like really upscale Hanok stays, like mm-hmm. $300 a night, beautiful. Mm-hmm. There's like a remains of a fortress. There's remains of like a Japanese style village. There's all these cafes. It's a very, very scenic kind of place, mm-hmm. but it's like a really nice place to go if you visit Daegu, because I think Daegu, you don't really see a lot. It's like a big city. It's not really.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like a vacation.
Well,
go to Goryang instead.
I always hear from people like, why would you go to Daegu? There's not a lot in Daegu. Like,
I went to Daegu.
Yeah, you went to Daegu.
I like Daegu because I like traditional medicine.
Yes.
If true. I like the vibe of Daegu. I think it's a really interesting city. People were really nice there. But it is true. There's not a lot to do there.
Mm.
But also, so, you know, they can't really say that to us anymore because we lived in Korea for 5 years. So it's like Daegu is our next exciting place.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean?
Like we've already done everything else.
Yeah. It's like, I'm not going to do the arse end of nowhere, but not do Daegu. Like it is the third biggest city in the country.
Exactly. I should mention the reason why Goryang has a lot of interesting things is that it was part of the Gaya Kingdom. So they also have a lot of museums and things like that for that very small kingdom, which fascinates people for some reason. But yeah, like I'm looking at it on my map. I have like so many places saved there. They have an arboretum, like tons of restaurants. I need to go and spend more time there.
Yeah.
So go to Goryang, guys, and go to Gongju.
Good answers. Very good answers.
What's your off the beaten path?
Well, you kind of mentioned it in that it's, you know, when people come, they don't ever think of really going here, except at one particular time of year, and that's Andong. And you set me on Andong, and now I can't shut up about it either.
I think for Koreans, it's definitely not off the beaten path, but probably for foreigners it is.
Yeah. And I kind of feel like we don't even really need to talk about it on here because we've probably both talked about it as much as we possibly could.
It's my favorite place in Korea.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. That, well, okay, it's level with Jeju for me. I love them both equally for different reasons. Besides Andong.
I think Kangwon Island is great.
Yeah, I've still never been. Still not been. And I'd like to go. There are a lot of places I've not been. There are a fair few places I have been, but there are a lot of places I've not been compared to you, at least. Definitely.
Gimhae is great. People can go to Gimhae on the subway from Busan.
That's true. Well, Gimhae is where the airport is. Isn't it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not super easy to get to the town from there, though, because there's no subway. But like, if you're in Busan, you can take the subway.
Huh.
Gimhae.
Nice.
Yeah.
Gimhae is where the Cherry Blossom Festival is, isn't it? With the train.
Yes, it is. So I've been to Gimhae a couple of times, but it's also the capital of the Gaya Kingdom. So lots of good museums and tombs.
I really, really enjoy, and again, it's not off the beaten path at all for Koreans, but for visitors, I love the whole Yangpyeong, Gapyeong area. I love the mountains there, down to the river.
I have to laugh at that. I'm sorry.
I know that,
that is like the most popular.
Well, yeah, I know, for Korean people. And parts of it are very popular for visitors, like Namhae Island and the forest. But some of the areas which are less visited, I love driving around that part. I really like driving through the whole of Gyeonggi and Gangwon-do
is the most beautiful region of Korea. Yeah, it's the most mountainous
to go through. Absolutely stunning. Yeah.
I would say, to give a little bit more of a specific place in Gyeonggi-do that is, I think, kind of off the beaten path, go to Wonju. There's quite a lot of good things to see and do in Wonju. They have a very big like reservoir and like a pagoda. They've got a really popular contemporary art museum a bit out of the way.
A super cool coffee shop that you found.
Some coffee shops, and that's also where Yonsei University campus is, the second one, and it's beautiful. It's on a lake and it's nice. It's a good day trip from Seoul.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Not like Gapyeong.
No.
which can get very busy.
That's true. But I imagine it has a similar feel with the mountains and the river and stuff.
Yeah, it's more of a city, I think, than Gapyeong. Mm-hmm. Gapyeong feels a bit spread out to me because of it all is the very sports spread and out, camping.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wonju is more of like a city. But it's all good, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it sounded off the beaten path. Gapyeong, no. But I had reason in there. It wasn't the typical places that like visitors go to, but
like literally off the beaten path in Gapyeong, the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, exactly. and where we went on our little tour, Danyang. I liked Danyang.
I don't even really remember it. So
not the city, but I liked the bits that we did when we were there. And it was Danyang and Jaecheon. I know that you're not a big Jaecheon.
Well, Jaecheon is amazing. I stayed in Jaecheon for 2 weeks when I had COVID. Mm-hmm. Jaecheon is wonderful. I've been there 4 times now.
Yeah.
It's great. And we didn't go there together, but they have some really cool caves there where they make their own wine.
Cool.
In the caves.
Well, I would say that Danyang and Jaecheon are not. So they've increased in popularity with Korean people in the last couple of years, but they're not really visited at all by people who just come here for holiday. But I think they're some of the most beautiful areas.
Yeah.
I love them. I think Cheongpungho.
Cheongpungho Lake, guys. Just Google it. It's amazing.
Absolutely amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Awesome. There's a couple of my things.
That's it. That's the end of season 3, guys.
We're done.
We're done.
We're done. Tell us your tell us your answers to our questions.
Send us a message.
If you have answers.
Send us a voice message on Anchor or a message on Instagram. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you guys so much for listening to our episodes. I think most of you are regular listeners. So we appreciate your support.
Sticking around.
Thanks. Yeah. And that concludes 2022.
It does. Like, like nearly literally.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Stay healthy, everybody. Stay warm. Keep learning. Keep exploring. Send us anything that you find that you think we'll enjoy. You should know us by now.
If you don't know us by now,
I was trying to snap in time, but it didn't work.
Never, ever, ever know us. I mean, it's kind of true. You actually won't know us if you don't know us by now. that came across really moody, but it wasn't. yeah.
I have nothing left to say.
Well, yeah, no, me neither, really. Thank you, as always, for your ears. Thank you for, thanks for just sticking with us through all of this.
Have a happy holiday season, however you choose to spend it, and have a happy 2023
happy new year.
I'm out.
Hey, book, Manny.
Bad ship show.
Oh, I went fancy. Love you all.
Bye.
Bye.